In a world where the masses control what is popular, we go against the grain and truly determine if things live up to their hype.
Each week, be expecting the most as we judge every single piece of this earth.
No place,
no food,
no hobby
will ever be safe again.
This is The Final Judgment. All rise for your honorable counsel, Bailiff Ballwig.
And Justice Jason.
This court is here to put to the test the nostalgia of the 90s.
Woo! Shout out to the nostalgia episode. I don't even remember. I think we're on vacay together last week, and in a drunken rant, I think I said this would be a great episode. And here we are. I'm fucking juiced for this, y'all. Nostalgia. Born 1995, Justice Jason, coming with you. Patty, when were you born? Throughout the year.
1999. I'm a young spring chicken.
1999. You're as old as my sister. Shout out Majestica.
No, I'm an old one. 94.
Holy shit.
Sorry to anyone listening who might be older than that. Uh-oh. I'm not calling you old.
There we go. Either way, nostalgia, 90s and 2000. Patrick, you introduced us. Why don't you throw out the first one?
Oh, man. I don't know how to start it off.
I know.
That's a big one.
FYI, this might be a long-ass episode, simply because we've got a shit ton of them. It's ridiculous. It'll be a good time, though, I promise. Stay tuned.
I think I just have to start it with Saturday morning cartoons.
Ooh!
Watching all of those cartoons, like Power Rangers, watching Yu-Gi-Oh!, watching Kirby, Sonic, all these things.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. I have to say, underrated. That was the pinnacle of entertainment, and anyone who wants to argue with me is just dead wrong.
I'm not even going to argue. Definitely underrated. No one even watches like regular cable TV anymore or anything like that. So it's definitely, it's a pastime. It's not even around anymore. Everyone just streams. Saturday morning. You knew what time you had to get up because your specific show
you
was
had
at
to be
a specific time.
The exact schedule.
Yeah,
it got kids on a schedule.
Yeah, honestly. I think we got to bring back cable for kids.
It teaches them discipline.
Yeah, 100%. Underrated. End of story. You got me there. Final verdict. Coming up, not quite as early as that, texting emojis before emojis. Where, like, you used...
The colon and, a slash or something?
Yeah. Or, like, a colon and, like, a capital P for, like, parentheses. A funky little tongue out there. That was always good.
Yeah.
Or you use, like a greater than sign to make, an angry face or something like that. Emojis before
Not
emojis.
Not gonna lie, I still do that sometimes.
Hot.
To bring it back.
See? You still do it. Also, I feel like there's going to be a lot of underrated in this, but I'm throwing it out there.
Yes.
Perfectly rated. We do have emojis now. Oh. Even better, I will say, but we started
the
movement.
They can convey more emotions, yes.
Yes. So I'm just throwing out perfectly rated. Not underrated, but we were creative enough to give a little bit of spice to our simple word messages.
Yeah. Although sometimes when you weren't aware of what it was, you're just like, what is XD? I don't know what this is standing for or something.
XD Rawr. Shout out. Throwback. So are you agreeing perfectly or are you going under or over?
I think I have to agree with you on that one. It was good innovation, but I think compared to some of the other nostalgia things, not quite underrated.
All right. Perfectly rated. PR. We've got two agreements so far. Next.
I'm going with that pointy S thing. That I have no idea what it means.
Oh, Jesus.
But we drew it everywhere.
I could never figure it out. I
know.
I could never do it. I know it's like you connect the... I think I might be able
I was
to
looking
now.
At one to draw it,
yeah.
And it just came out terribly.
Yeah, there you go. I could never do it, but some people had that shit down to a T, to an S. It was
great. It was like graffiti before we started doing graffiti as kids, you know? It was just everywhere.
Well, I'm pretty sure graffiti's old as shit. I think it was just... It was
no,
child.
I know, but I'm saying before kids were our age, old enough to go out, buy spray paint, and do graffiti somewhere.
There we go. What are you ranking it?
I'm going to say... Oh, I don't know. This is a tough one.
I
think I'm going to go perfectly rated. People really hyped it up, but it was entertaining. It got everyone to to join together. I don't really know. It was just interesting that everyone wanted to do that same thing. It was enjoyable.
I'm throwing out there, I'm going against the grain. I'm going overrated.
We have to be harsh on these, and I feel like
out of all nostalgia things, that wasn't a huge part of mine. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I noticed it.
It brought me back, though.
It did bring me back.
When I saw that, it was a good throwback, honestly.
It is. I'll give you a good throwback. I'm throwing out overrated. I'm going to have to be harsh on some of these because there's too many gold items in this list here.
All right. I think I'm going to stick with perfectly rated.
First disagreement. There it is. Final judgment. Elementary school square pizza. Shout out. Throwback. I don't know what it was. Anytime you had a pizza day, it was absolutely fantastic. And for some reason, the square slices just did it for me. There's no crust on that bitch. That's only cheesy goodness on the inside. That's what I wanted as a kid. That's what I needed. Maybe it wasn't the best nutritionally, but I scarfed that shit down. No biggie. Pizza day, great day. Underrated.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember days where that wasn't just from the cafeteria.
Of course it's from the cafeteria.
I feel like when it was from the cafeteria, it was always cold. And so it wasn't that great.
Cold. Yeah, cold pizza.
Cold.
You got the last slice of the whole pie. I feel bad for you.
Cold pizza is not as good.
No, definitely not. Mine was warm, piping hot, melty cheese. Goodness.
I don't know. I also didn't have that many cafeteria lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
You were a fucking sack lunch boy. All I had was like hot lunch. Well, that sucks. That you didn't get the experience.
I'm going to say it's overrated, though.
Hot damn.
I love pizza. I used to eat it all the time, but that pizza was, I feel like, bottom tier pizza.
Wow. Bottom tier pizza. I'm going underrated. I liked that as a child. Top tier pizza. Either way, disagreement, final judgment. We got to fly through these. You're next, buddy.
Stabbing your straw through the back of a Capri Sun when you're just trying to drink it.
Fuck that shit.
I hated that. It's so flimsy. They need to put like a extra strong backing on it or something. I'm going to say definitely overrated.
100%.
And Capri Suns in general, overrated.
I would agree.
Because of that factor.
Shout out Juicy Juice. Top tier juice, way better than Capri Sun.
As a strong box.
Strong box, better straw. Also, I feel like the Capri Sun straw was so long that half the time you would push it in, the fucking straw would like bend in half and then break. So you couldn't even get the right suction going in. Capri Suns, come on. What the fuck are you doing? Overrated. Tamagotchis. There were so many people that had Tamagotchis in there. I never got into the fad. I thought it was do I want some more chores? You got an electronic like fucking dog pet thing. I don't know. I didn't care. I didn't care enough to take care of it. Wasn't real enough. It didn't hook me. My heart wasn't in it. I'm throwing out overrated.
I agree. More responsibility. No, thank you.
Fuck yeah. All right. Tamagotchis, overrated. Final judgment.
So I have that Velcro tennis ball and the little Velcro pad that you throw to play catch with it.
Yes.
I have no idea why we couldn't just use like a baseball or any other type of thing, but the added pad, I feel like it added a lot to it because it made it where you had to try and stick it on there, mm-hmm. and you felt more accomplished than just catching it, I feel like.
100%.
So I'm going to say underrated. It was a good invention, completely unnecessary, but it was fun.
Most of these are pretty unnecessary, I feel like. All entertainment. Also, if you're not that athletic, you at least had the sticky pad. So if you weren't that great at catching a ball, you just got to fucking hit it, and it'd catch it.
That is true.
Unathletic people. Great all-around fun. Only thing I would say, Velcro didn't last too long. It lasted a while.
Yeah.
But eventually, the balls like fuzz would just get ripped off, or it would lose its stickiness. For the time that you had it, underrated. Fantastic. For a kid who likes reading, the Goosebumps series was everything to me.
Oh.
I had hundreds of books. And I believe my mom got rid of them at a fucking garage sale.
Had hundreds?
Yeah. We could look it up right now. I would say Goosebumps books, I would easily say over 300 books.
Wow. I had no idea.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm confident.
So what's the best one of the 300?
Holy fuck, that's hard. Okay, never mind. I was a little too confident. 235 books. So still a lot.
That's still a lot.
I was trying
to... hundreds.
Yeah, it's still hundreds. Oh, best Goosebumps. I got to think. There's some classics that I have to throw out there that if you're a fan of Goosebumps and you're listening to this, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
And we know you are.
And we know that you are. Shout out R.L. Stein. He's listening. Sponsor, Goosebumps.
Possibly dead. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think he's still kicking a little bit. I don't know. We can look it up. I don't want to be sad, though. I can't remember the names of them because it's been so long. But the Haunted Mask, it's like a Halloween thing. Put on the mask 3 times, can't take it off, get stuck on forever. Pretty intense.
Uh-oh.
Slappy the Dummy, great little multi-series. Monster Blood, of course. Can't forget about Monster Blood. Weird goop thing that just eats everything. I'm trying to think of some other ones. The Cuckoo Tower of Doom, that was pretty good. There's a couple of Choose Your Own Adventure books as well. Those were really fucking awesome. A lot of times you died, but then if you died, you kind of cheated. You just went back and you're like, I didn't choose that
shit. You just looked back.
Yeah, you're like, uh-oh, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'd make it.
I would have known right before that I saw the monster to turn back.
I was just thinking, you know, like, what if I choose this, like, what would have happened? You know, it wasn't
actually
my final choice.
See, I knew this wasn't the one I was supposed to go down.
Yeah.
So I looked to make sure.
But yeah, definitely got kids interested in reading. I read constantly those Goosebump books. It was a great time. Probably one of, like, the most memorable things of my childhood. Underrated for sure.
All right. I have to say, Heads Up, 7-Up. In school?
Oh, fuck my ass. That's so good.
No, we played that all the time. It's not that great of a game. It was good because you didn't have to learn anything. It was a little fun in school. But we played it so often, it's not that great of a game. I'm going to say it's overrated, honestly.
Absolutely not. I'm not going underrated. I'm going perfectly rated. There were so many things. I felt like we didn't even play it that much in school. I mean, yeah, it was a simple game for like teachers to like play with the kiddos to be able to get them to, I don't know, get distracted and whatnot. But there was a lot of like subtle things in there. If you had a crush, you could always flirt by pushing down their like thumb and shit. And then if they didn't get you, like, oh, you stupid idiot.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a
Casanova
lot of
over here.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then, yeah.
Do you even hear him giggling after he tips down the thumb?
I just run to the front giggling the whole time. I'm still giggling when they're picking. That's how
just
I lost.
Just blushing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good times. Good times. I enjoyed it. I'm throwing out perfectly ready. It's okay to disagree, though. Final verdict. The pacer test. Holy fuck.
Oh,
I loved that
shit.
That
was shit. Rough.
Really? Oh, dude, I beat my meat to that shit. That was any sort of, like, standardized testing to see if you were a fucking beast or not compared to your class. Oh, yeah. That's all up my alley. I fucking recently heard on TikTok the like pacer announcer guy. I don't know what the fuck they were using the like sound for, but it was the pacer announcer guy that was like, intervals are gonna get significantly harder and harder as time goes on. And it was just that one deep voice thing, and I was like, holy shit, what a throwback. But no, pacer test, I mean, when you like watching everyone slowly fall off and then it's just you and like the other
and
like,
then you
top
just keep
two
going
people, oh elite, making me feel like a badass 9-year-old. That's what I'm talking about. Pacer test, underrated.
I think I'll agree with you on that just because I am a runner, and so that wasn't that bad. But the sprinting back and forth, I wasn't that much of a sprinter, so it was always a little rough. I do have to say underrated, though, because Ooh. People did like to complain a lot about it.
Yeah, I threw out on that TikTok, I threw out in the comments, I literally said, I genuinely missed the pacer test. And I had like 20 people say, you're fucking nuts. And I was like, what? Come on, babe. It ain't that bad, you dweener. So good.
I thought you were going to throw out your high score or something and say, beat that.
It was definitely over 100. I don't know how fucking high it went.
Yeah.
But anytime you got to like 90 to 100, that's when shit was really getting real. That's when you're full on sprinting.
I had one where the boombox failed in the low hundreds.
Yes.
And to get whatever the max you needed, this was like early high school.
Yep.
To get the best grade, you needed 100 something. And it was just before that. So it's like, oh, you could take whatever you got then, or you could come back and do it again. So the next morning, I had to go do 100 plus again.
Yes, dude. Also, just the at the very start, it's so fucking slow. So if you're like actually athletic, you would just fuck around the
you're
whole
basically
time.
Just walking.
Yeah, you're like going backwards. You're doing fucking like grapevine shit. You're goofing off with your friends. It's fun. It's very fun. I think we should bring back pacer tests for adults. I think we should find that audio. That spice it up.
Ooh.
Pacer test. Get into it.
I need a train. I'm out of shape for that.
I think that'd be a fun time. All right, what you got next, bud?
I got using the gun directly up against the TV screen in Duck Hunt to make sure you get all the ducks. You never did that?
No, I can definitely think of
some
memories.
Those ducks were tricky.
No, the gun was just a piece of shit. You'd fucking shoot it like the bottom right of the TV, and it would like register top left. And you're like, what the fuck? Well, that's not where I'm shooting.
Yeah, that's
at.
Why you had to put it right next to the TV. So you made sure it's aiming, going where you go.
You just pissed me off right there.
Why?
Fuck that game.
I really enjoyed that game. I'm going to say underrated because the addition of the gun made it a so much better game. It was very frustrating, especially when the dog laughed at you after missing the ducks.
What an ass.
But it was a great game.
I'm throwing out overrated. That game pissed the fuck off so much. The missing, then I have to put the fucking gun up to the TV. I was interested for maybe like 4 minutes, and then I was bored with it. I could do without. Solid game, though, for a little bit. Solid game. Final verdict, agree to disagree. I'm sticking with gym class. Summer school gym classes. I went as a child, needed to burn a shit ton of energy constantly. I have pretty intense ADHD. And I think literally going up to middle school, every single summer, I would ask my dad to throw me in summer school gym classes simply so I could just go and have fun. Gym class is the best part of school for me. And so it literally took the best part of school, and that's how you would start your day. Every single day of summer, you'd go and you would just play fucking games for like an hour to 2 hours. There was one year I signed up for 3 summer school gym classes. So I literally would just wake up, go play gym games for 3 hours, and then do whatever the fuck I wanted for the rest of the day. Underrated as fuck. And no one did it. No one did it because everyone was a fucking lazy little mom suck.
I never went to summer school in any fashion, so I don't think I can really comment too much on it. I do have to say the gym class as a whole, very underrated.
Yes. Yes. So take the best part of school and then throw it every single day in there. I don't think it was every day. I think it was Monday through Thursday. Fridays were
Did you
Saturday.
Also have summer school classes that you had to do afterwards? Or was
no.
it you literally signed up for summer school only for the gym class?
I only signed up for gym class. I think early,
That's awesome.
early on, like kindergarten or first grade, my handwriting's still pretty atrocious, but I think my dad was trying to beat that out of me. And I think he made me take one writing class so I would try to like write better. It didn't fucking stick. Handwriting still sucks ass. But
yeah, I know that.
Gym class. Oh, yeah. That summer I signed up for 3 gym classes. There was one gym class. It was the same exact gym class, except it was back to back. So no matter what I did the first class, I would do the exact same game the second class, just with a different like group of peers.
But you had the advantage because you knew the strategy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I would just whoop ass. It was great.
Some next level stuff.
Oh, yeah. You got to go in. I know it is technically your turn, but I want to get all this shit out here. That way we stop talking about gym class. Those flat gym scooters that were colorful and you'd fucking run over your fingers constantly. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
We couldn't think of something better. We couldn't. Overrated. My poor fucking fingies.
I was going to say the same thing when you mentioned them. I thought you were going to say you liked them because you could slide around and all that.
Oh, you
but
could.
Yes, the fingers were the worst part.
They were badass, but you run over your finger one fucking time. You're like, okay, I get it. This sucks.
I'm done with this shit.
Overrated for sure. And then last but not least.
But why does every school have those?
I don't fucking know. Oh, they're cheap. They're cheap as fuck. Probably the cheapest scooter you can get.
That's true. Just wheels on a piece of plastic.
Yeah, honestly.
I have to throw out one gym one before you do.
Okay.
I'm hoping you don't steal it.
No, you're good.
That big parachute that everyone gets under during gym class.
God.
And then you just sit in there. I don't even remember what you do in there.
The stimulus.
It was amazing just to be under there in like a secret fort, basically.
Fantastic. Underrated as fuck.
Underrated,
the game
yes.
that you're talking about, there'd be a seeker. Everyone's sitting down. You're like a little fucking troop of the parachute people. There's a dirty little bastard underneath there whose whole point is to simply crawl around, and then he would grab the legs of somebody and pull them in, and then you have like a savior that kind of is like running around the outside, and once you see someone getting pulled in, you had to fucking like sprint to the other side, dive, catch them, and then pull them back out. If you got there before they got slurped under, you were good. So, but then after you get pulled under, you became a grabber, and it got intense as shit. That's all I'm going to say. Fantastic game. Last gym thing, those smelly ass jerseys. Why the fuck did the school never wash them? Like, I can literally picture those fucking 5-cent plastic fucking jerseys, and they always smelled like the raunchiest ass. It was just straight mildew. I'm going to throw out underrated as fuck.
What?
That stank made it memorable. Otherwise, it would just have been a fucking colorful jersey. Yeah, they stunk, but then you make it stink even more. You're a collective piece of the whole. Underrated.
I'm going to say overrated. Just use different jerseys. Like, you could just switch out between two sets of them instead of just never wash them.
Absolutely not.
Agree completely unnecessary.
All right, buddy, what you got?
Making string figures between your hands, like Cat's Cradle and Jacob's Ladder and all that.
Mm.
I really enjoyed that. Just being able to do all the, like, intricate little shapes, make the Eiffel Tower and all that. It was a lot of fun, very entertaining, and all you needed was some big long string, basically. It was great. Underrated.
I'm going to go on the opposite end. I hated that.
Oh, no.
I hated that. I knew you would hate that. With a fucking passion. I don't know why. I didn't care. Like, sure, it was entertaining for some, and that's totally fine. We all like different stuff. I got bored as fuck with it. I was just like, okay, yeah, we move a finger here, move a finger here. I think I was able to get a handful of them, and then I was like, all right, I get it. It's string. I
feel like it just doesn't have enough stimulus for young JJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you needed something very high energy to 100%. Entertain you
like
when you were young.
Like gym class for 4 hours at the beginning of the day. That's what I need. Yeah. I can't play with a piece of string, otherwise I'll feel like I need to fucking scream.
Or just like rip it apart or something.
That's what I did most of the time. The string, I'd be fucking like doing the finger shit and I'd pull too hard and it would fucking break half the time. And I was like, all right, I'm tired of this shit. Agree to disagree, final judgment. We're going to go into another overrated thing. What the fuck were those silly band rubber bands? It was just like in the shape of dinosaurs and people used to beat their fucking meat over them. There'd be people walking around with like 100 fucking rubber bands on their hands simply because they're like, oh, this one's a fucking flower. This one's a triceratops. This one's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have to add in there those Livestrong wristbands that
oh
people
my
got
God.
Like a billion of.
Holy fuck. Or those, I feel like there was another
along
band
the same line.
That came out. I don't know if it was Livestrong, but it had this little silver piece on it and people used to say it would make you jump higher. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't remember that one.
I think that was later on in like middle school or something like that. Yeah, any kind of bracelet, wristband thing. I wasn't in. It was too much hype for it. And I just didn't understand, and I didn't care. I had some occasionally because people would, like, give me some.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I had a couple, but I was never that into it.
I think
and
people
I
gave them
overrated.
To us, though. I don't think I intentionally went out and bought them. So,
yeah.
I don't know. And then once again, I would get them, and then I would just stretch them out until they broke, and then that's that. So
we just weren't part of the club. We weren't cool enough.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Fuck us.
We don't get it. I have that little paperclip helper in Microsoft Word.
Oh, shit, dude. I love that fucking dude.
I'm going to say perfectly rated.
Okay.
I know
okay.
It was entertaining, it was new, but sometimes it was annoying as hell and you just wanted it to go away. Although the fact that it was animated did add to it, honestly.
100%. I'm going to throw out perfectly rated as well. Due to my ADHD, anything would distract me. There was a thing that you could do where you could customize what he would do. And for some reason, every time I got on the computer, I would not do my homework. And instead, I would customize him so he would go into like different animations where he'd be like, oh, I'll turn into a baseball player and hit a baseball or do other things. And then like, I remember a specific time where the teacher literally had to like put me on a specific computer because she would disable that fucking paperclip guy because I would only play around with him and make him do shit. So. Perfectly rated.
I didn't even know you could do that.
What a
fucking
throwback.
There was other ones that you could switch to.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you could program a whole new paperclip.
Oh, you could. You could. He did a lot. He did a lot. I'm just going to keep on going with the computer shit. The Windows XP screensavers as well. Oh, God. That was so good. I'm thinking there's multiple that I'm thinking of. There's one where it
could
was
could you
like,
send me one over? I'm trying to remember what it is.
Just Google Windows XP screensaver, and I guarantee what will pop up, it'll blow your balls off, and you'll remember. There's one with pipes.
Is it the one with all those lines and stuff?
Yeah, there's one with, like, pipes that I'm specifically thinking of, and then there's also this, like, fucking square cube one.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember
this
pipe
thing? I don't think
I had
a computer that early.
Well, it was at the schools, too. I remember in Heritage, when the computers weren't being used, you could also customize your computer to have these things on it. So once
where did we have computers in Heritage?
We had computer rooms. I remember specifically you also
that was like the intermediate school.
Okay, fuck me. Intermediate school. They were connected. The same school.
Okay.
But in the computer room, another thing you could program is your screensaver. So what I would do in the computer thing, because we would constantly be like working on shit, and then they would tell us like a lesson thing, so it would, we would stop using the computers for a second. I would go to the settings, and I would change it so that if I stopped using the computer for like 15 seconds, this thing would pop up, and I would watch it. So there is this pipe one, which you can see randomly would just draw pipes in any direction that, I don't know, it deemed worthy. And then there's also one where like the Windows thing would turn into this like flag and kind of wave around. And then there was also this one colorful ball one. It would start off as a square and then it would turn into these like balls and then like fucking spikes would come out of it. Fantastic.
I do remember that one. I do remember that one.
Yeah. Great, great entertainment for a fucking 7-year-old me who's constantly tripping. Oh, shit. And then there's this other one here that's got like, I don't even know how to describe that. I'm not going to describe it. There's a bunch of them. Fun settings. I loved it. Added to it. Made me happy as a child. Underrated.
Definitely entertaining. I think I would agree with you. It added a little bit to it when you just didn't have anything going on and you wanted to be a little distracted as a kid. So I'll agree. Definitely underrated.
Final judge.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, shit.
That's what I was trying to think of that I couldn't think of the name of. That was fantastic.
Bill.
Exactly. Educational material, but very entertaining. It's not that garbage educational material that you're just like, why? Who even made this? Why are we watching it? It was something you look forward to watching, and you might have learned something still. Definitely underrated.
100%.
And the songs help make it stick in your mind forever. Definitely. I mean, you even sang one of the songs right there.
Yeah, it's fucking drilled in my noggin. I could never forget, of course. I'm going to go with something that was used for slight entertainment and education as well. Shel Silverstein poems.
Oh.
Where the Sidewalk Ends. Do you remember that book?
I do.
Yeah. I wrote that down because I specifically remember reading that in like elementary school. And that was one of the like first books that I learned to read with my mother as well.
Oh. Was it educational? I don't remember.
I mean,
that
it's
at
reading.
All.
It's reading. And I think it was an easy. Okay. I don't think I. Maybe not kindergarten. This must have been a little bit later on. Either way, it had fun illustrations. It was poetic. Taught you how to read. And It was great for kiddos. Absolutely fantastic book. I loved it.
Yeah. Also, I do remember they were entertaining little poems, too.
Yes, definitely. And you also said Bill Nye. I think we all know what's going to happen. Underrated.
Way underrated.
Fucking, oh my God. Shout out Billy Boy. Billy Boy came out with a fucking God adult
tier.
TV show. I still watch that shit. Woo!
I have not seen it. You've mentioned it a couple times, and I always forget about it. I don't
Bill
know
Nye,
happened.
The science guy. Bill. When you got a fucking substitute teacher in science class, you knew what the fuck was going on. You knew what was coming. And as soon as they turned that light off, you were like, fuck yes.
This is the best day of school ever.
Underrated as tits. All right, what else you got, big dog?
I do have to say, I feel like between Reading Rainbow and Bill Nye the Science Guy and Schoolhouse Rock and all that,
ooh,
I feel like that is 90% of the knowledge that we gained in school. And then maybe the rest of school was that extra 10%.
100%. We barely learned anything in school. I'll throw that out there.
Are we going to the speed round now?
I feel like we've been kind of trying to do a speed round, but it is what it is. We've hit the 30-minute threshold. We're going to try and make these quick. I still have a shit ton on my list. It might be a little bit longer episode. We fucking warned you. Maybe we'll make it into a part two. Who knows?
So I got telling your future from those paper fortune tellers.
Oh, I had that
written down with like
too.
Four little surfaces.
Yep. I had that written down as well. I'm a good guy.
I'm trying to determine right now. I didn't determine it earlier.
It's hard.
It is tough. I mean, I feel like it was entertaining for a little bit, but it got pretty boring.
Yep.
And a lot of times the kids weren't that creative with what
nope.
came up on the inside. So I'm going to say a little overrated. The first time it was good, but then after it was just mediocre.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with you, except I'm going to go heavily overrated. It wasn't even a contest for me. I felt like, I don't know why, I felt like the people that had it were like a certain type of females were the ones that usually did it. And they didn't just have one. They had fucking 20 of them for some fucking reason. And I don't know. The first time you do it, you're like, holy fuck, what is this? And then you realize what it is. You're like, holy fuck, I don't give a shit. And yeah, that's just how I feel about it. Overrated as tits.
All right. So let's agree then.
Final judgment.
Overrated.
I'm going to throw out another kid game that for some reason I did get addicted to for a little while, and I don't understand why. I tried to look it up and see if it was a regular kid game that everyone played, if it was just at our school. There's this stupid game where someone would fucking write a time on the back of your hand, and then they'd write a name of somebody inside of your hand. And if you looked at the name before the time, you had to like ask him out or do something fucking weird. And I don't remember what the game was called.
I do kind of remember that, yeah.
That was overrated. It gave me unnecessary anxiety. Sometimes I would peek, and then I was like, holy fuck, I gotta ask this bitch out now. And you never would. There was no point. You just giggled and acted like an idiot. I don't know.
It's the exact same as that choose your own adventure thing. Oh, I didn't really look.
Just dumb shit. For no reason. No reason. I'm throwing out overrated.
Yeah, I thought it was overrated even back then and never participated.
I remember that. I tried to get you to do it, and you were not ever a fan. Do you have any more
school shit? I do. I have selecting ridiculous word art for projects that did not need it at all.
But it made you feel like a fucking beast.
Exactly. You felt like a boss, like a computer whiz, just because you could change the font.
And the animation
to something
too,
3D or
of
something.
Like a,
yeah.
Like a PowerPoint presentation. You'd have it fucking like fly across
stuff
the screen.
Spin all
no
over the
fucking
screen
reason.
Just to come in.
There was even an option, I'm pretty sure, where you could like draw the path that you wanted your words to come to.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
think every time I would just click on that mouse scribble. And scribble the fuck yeah. out of it and make it as fast as possible. So it would just vibrate across the screen.
Definitely underrated. Oh, that's how you learn computers, is messing with all those stupid functions.
Underrated as fuck. How about flexible rulers and pencil cases only made out of zippers?
Oh.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Flexible rulers, underrated. Great thing to play with. Pencil cases made only out of zippers, overrated. I thought they were stupid as shit. They look ugly as shit. Not a big fan.
I feel like I'm going to have to go with the exact opposite on you there. The flexible rulers, they just bend. They're not that useful. Like, maybe you can wave them around and slap someone with it.
Fuck
I'm sure
yeah.
that's what you did with
fuck
them.
Fuck yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think they were very useful. Like, you need a straight edge. That's
you
what
could,
it's called.
You could push
it's
it
a
down.
Straight edge.
You could push it down.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Was never a big fan of it because they were always slightly curled or bent because
fuck
someone
yeah.
was always messing with
fuck
them.
Fuck yeah.
And then the little bags made out of only zippers. I thought that was kind of cool. It was it was something new. It was cool. I mean, it was a pain if someone unzipped it all the way and
oh,
then
yeah.
you didn't even
that
have
was
a bag
me.
Anymore.
That was me, of course.
Of course,
I
but
like being chaotic.
It was fun. Okay. So right. I'm completely disagreeing. The opposite of you.
Final judge.
Those glow-in-the-dark bedroom stars.
Oh.
I think you even had those, didn't
I
you?
I did. I had a fuck ton of them. I had the whole like I had the whole solar system and shit. Fuck yeah.
I don't know. I think they're a little overrated, I'm going to have
How?
To say.
How? It made your bedroom a fucking space like adventure.
I don't think they last that long.
They do.
They're cool for
they
a little
do.
Bit. Did they?
Yeah, you have
I
to
feel
put
like
them
I
close
never
to
noticed
the fucking
them.
Lights. You have to put them close to the lights, and if you put it close to the light,
see, that's just a paint. They're supposed to be stuck on the wall, not.
No, they're
oh,
on the
you
ceiling.
Have to shine them up.
You put them on the ceiling, and that's where the lights are, and then that's it makes your ceiling turn into like space. You don't put them on the wall.
I don't know. See, I got the idea. I feel like I never felt the big effect of it. I never experienced it.
I think you're fucking it up and put them on the wall. That's why. You're taking it too far away from the light source.
I never had them.
Oh, my
I only
God.
Saw them at your place.
You know what? For your birthday next year, this is what I'm getting you. I'm getting
okay.
you some high-quality fucking stars.
But then it's just extra lights in the room when you're trying to
but
sleep.
They're not like that
poor
bright.
Sleep as a kid.
What no. are you talking about, bro? It's so mad.
I don't know. I just feel like the expectation was way up high. It was
you never even
beyond
had
the moon.
You never even had
it was beyond
them.
The moon.
Jeez.
And the only experiences Jeez. I've had with them were mediocre.
Wow.
So,
all right.
That's my,
agree to disagree once again. Underrated as tits. Where's my star boys at? How about fragrant markers? Holy shit. Why did we teach kids to fucking huff markers? That's pretty intense.
I don't know.
But I fucking absolutely
That's
loved
funny.
It.
I never even thought of that.
Dude, so good. I literally would come home with fucking rings of marker like around my nose because I would huff the shit out of it at school. It was great. It was lovely. Underrated as fuck. No reason why to have it, but it just added into my life. I can still smell that fucking cherry scent. Holy shit. Easily the best one.
I don't think I ever had them, and I think that made them even better to me. Is the only time I get them is when someone wanted to share, and then I'd be like, get a quick sniff and give it back to them. Get my little hit in.
For our birthdays next year, can we just purchase each other things like this? Like, I'll get you smelly markers and shit, and then you'll get me some more stars. It'll be a good time.
There we go. That'd be fun, actually.
Oh, my God.
All right. Underrated.
Yes.
But along with that, with the markers, connecting them all into a giant long sword.
Oh!
That was the bomb. And then you try and swing them around, and they just break apart.
Yes.
And you'd have to do it all over again. But it was great. You always tried to get the longest sword. Underrated.
So good. You hold the bottom one in just two as well, and you'd fucking flick it hard forward, and it would lose the connection. You would literally just make yourself a fucking marker weapon. Absolutely fantastic. Perfect. Underrated. No ifs, ands, buts about it. I'm going to go out and buy smelly markers simply for this as well. My God. LimeWire.
Oh.
R.I.P. Great way to illegally download music as a youngster. Give yourself a couple of viruses. That's okay. It's your father's computer. Try and figure out.
Or my computer.
Or your computer. I have memories of listening to a song and then simply it's like LimeWire beats. Or it is like random little shit that would be like thrown in the background. There was even a fucking, I saw a shout out TikTok once again. Sean Paul, big hip hop musician back when we were young. His LimeWire for like a certain song, I don't know what fucking song it was like more downloaded than his actual music, which kind of sucks. Didn't get the music, the money he deserved, but every single copy of that downloaded piece had this like weird LimeWire thing in there, and somehow someone got the audio for that and put it in there. And even Sean Paul says that he recognizes that inside of his own songs, and if he hears his regular song without it, it fucks him up sometimes.
What? That's amazing.
I'm going to say underrated. Great way to illegally download some music.
I never really used it because I didn't have an MP3 player at that time, but I agree, underrated. Being able to get your music on the go whenever you wanted, even get it into your phone as a ringtone to have it be ridiculous like that.
You just said something that blew my balls. Ringtones. Yeah. Ringtones.
Are you thinking the Soldier Boy one you always had?
Jesus Christ. Kiss me through the phone? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Kiss me through the phone when I get home. Oh, my God. Underrated as fuck for the time being until you're at school and then fucking Kiss Me Through the Phone blares at
and then
fucking
it goes off
volume.
And you're like, oh, shit.
You're like, fuck. We got to bring those back, honestly. I heard someone have an actual ringtone for the first time in forever very recently. And I was like, oh, damn,
oh, really?
It was a Lil Wayne song. And I was like, all right, this man gets it. Great little piece of history. I'm going to throw out there, we're getting out there now. Straws that flavored milk. There was a weird, like.
I don't remember that.
There was a weird fucking time in my childhood. I felt like every cereal came out with a fucking straw, like Fruit Loops, Trix, Cocoa Puffs, they all had this like straw that you would throw inside milk, and then when you drank the milk through it, it'd make it taste slightly like the cereal. Or there's this like plastic straw that had little balls of flavoring in that. You could have like, chocolate, strawberry, like banana or some shit. Very strange. And I don't know why my family was so obsessed with them. But
did that come inside the box of cereal? Or where did you get these?
You had to purchase them separately.
Okay.
I want you to look up. Hmm. I want you to. Fruit Loops is really sticking out for me right now. Look up Fruit Loops straws, because I feel like maybe when you see the image, it might come back. Holy fuck! I think I just saw that it's coming back in 2021.
Yeah, I just saw that too. I feel like I've maybe seen them, maybe, but I've never had one of those.
Okay, I got you. No. Oh yeah, there's also Kellogg's ones. There's so many Rice Krispie ones. Fucking. Cocoa Crisp. Yeah, there's so many. I'm going to have to throw out Perfectly Rated. It definitely added milk. I am not a huge fan of fucking milk nowadays, but it made it more fun.
The
it made
sugary
me actually
cereal
want.
Didn't add enough to the milk?
Well, of course it did. But milk in general, shout out, overrated. Not that great. Not
so would you
it.
Have this with your cereal or just with a glass of milk?
Just with a glass of milk. So
okay.
Less sugar. And then afterwards you had like a milky, not quite soggy, but still kind of wet, fucking straw of fucking cereal. because you got to eat it right afterwards. Yeah. So it was a great little snack. But the only problem was that you would fucking huff it down in like 5 seconds. Milk-flavored straws, I'm throwing out, perfectly rated. They didn't last very long because I don't think they were super popular amongst the masses, but I enjoyed them when I had them.
I never had them, but they sound like a decent idea, honestly. I would go try them nowadays.
There we go.
And it sounds like I can shortly.
There we go. Final judge.
I have those sticky hands that stretched out and could stick
Holy
to things.
Fucking balls.
That was fantastic. You could try and grab something from across the room. You could try and slap someone with it.
Yes.
It was multifunctional. Yes. Very underrated. It was fantastic.
Most underrated toy in the world right there. That's great entertainment. Great entertainment. Underrated. Final verdict. Now that we're talking about games and shit, Smash TV, the video game, underrated as fuck. I remember playing that shit with you for fucking hours upon hours upon hours. We had it with the like PS2 or Xbox One. I don't fucking know what console it was. It originally,
I think it was just Xbox.
Okay, Xbox. Oh yeah, Xbox One's a fucking new thing. I forgot.
Yeah.
I meant original Xbox. You knew what I meant. But I liked it because it was an old arcade game that they remastered for the Xbox. If I had to pay 25 cents every time I died, I'd be fucking furious and I would never play that game. But because it was just like a live thing, it was great. And we still quote
I have played it a couple times in the arcade.
Okay, okay. It's
fun. It was very tough. It was very tough.
It's so hard. It's so hard. But either way, we fucking still quote that shit to this day. You said said the fucking quote today.
We quoted it today.
Today. That's how fucking much it was a thing in our lives. Underrated as fuck. And also,
yeah,
in between,
I didn't even think of that. I completely agree.
In
still has a lasting effect on us.
I know. I know. It's mainly just the one quote. But
yeah,
also had weird 8-bit girls in bikinis. And we were like, oh, yeah, that's fucking that's great. That's necessary. The quote we always say, by the way, hopefully if you've played this game, it might spawn a little something for you. There's this old rich guy that's like holding on to two like bikini chicks, and it just has a lot of money around him. And he goes, I'd buy that for a dollar. And I feel like we say that shit all the time. And it means nothing. It means nothing.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guns in that game?
Kind of. What about them?
What's the best one?
Oh, no. And I thought you were just talking about them in general.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
remember the specific upgrades and all that. No.
There's like a bazooka one where it shoots like fucking missiles, I remember. There's one where you shoot like, I don't know, like this molten green shit. And then
I do remember that one, yeah.
The double. You had this weird blue ball that's kind of circled around you and shot alongside you. Oh, God. We got to get that game. We gotta get that game. We'll bring it back. That'll be a fun
And that
fun
was
time.
Great. It honestly spawned a lot of different games that were like that. I don't know if maybe that was a knockoff of another earlier game, but it spawned like a whole genre too. And it was great.
100%. Underrated as fuck. Very nice.
I have covering your hands in glue just to peel it off.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say that was overrated. I don't know why people used to do that.
I'm going
to
agree with you. Overrated as fuck. I don't know. I didn't like that at all. It made me feel very uncomfortable. Like I was ripping my own skin.
Yeah, and
off.
Then your hands were just kind of all sticky, or they always felt like there was something on it. I hated it.
Not about it.
It was the worst.
Not about it.
No.
How about mini Jeeps? I don't know if you remember. I had this fucking red Jeep growing up as a young child that used to, it was battery operated, and I would actually drive it around, go pick up the mail and stuff when I was a young lad on the farm. But eventually it died. And I got large enough that I would put my siblings in there and I'd push them around and shit. I had that shit until I was like a fucking freshman in high school. That was probably like my longest lasting toy. By the freshman in high school piece, it was broken and beat to shit. Literally like barely could roll forward. But significant part of my life.
I don't even remember you having that.
Underrated as fuck. Literally, it's a car for children. How much better can you get? I mean, it went a max of like 2 miles per hour, but you felt like a fucking machine. Underrated as fuck.
I'll have to throw in there that big wheel tricycle thing.
Yes.
With the giant wheel in front.
Yes.
Also makes you feel like a beast.
Oh my God, yeah. So good.
Also very underrated.
Final judge. What you got?
I'm running low, but I got putting those bugles on your fingers to be a little witch.
Yes! You know how I stand.
I do. It was fun, a little entertaining way to play with your food, and then you get a little snack afterwards.
Beautiful.
Same
thing.
As a kid, underrated.
Beautiful. Of course, same thing with olives. If you're an olive lover like me, you did the same thing with olives. So good. This man doesn't like olives over here because he's a fucking ding dong. Ding dong. All right. Waking up to George Lopez on Nick at Night.
What?
The TV
show.
Why
are you waking up at night?
The TV show. You'd fall asleep watching TV, and then George Lopez would be fucking playing at like 10:30 p.m., and then you're like, oh, shit, it's time to go to fucking bed. That happened very often to me.
What channel was he on that you were watching all the time?
Nickelodeon, Nick at Night.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You never had that?
No.
Wow. That is a very, 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 very common experience for a lot of people of our generation. There is fucking memes about that shit. I'm so surprised. Maybe you just didn't watch. Well, you watched a lot of news growing up, so.
No, I did not. God damn it.
Very underrated. It created a solid memory. You knew it was time to go to fucking bed. You'd always wake up here.
I feel like I always had infomercials that I'd wake up to. Hmm. And then sometimes I get sucked in like, oh, wow, that is actually great.
Oh, Jesus. Underrated.
I never knew I needed this.
Yeah. George Lopez, great show. I was about it. You have anything left? I've got a handful of things left, actually.
I have those bright colored sugary drinks in the little barrels.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
The bear hugs. I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
I don't know what they're called, but I have to say overrated. Wow. It was not good at all. It's just, I don't know. It's pure sugar. So I get as a kid, you like it, but I just feel like there were better juices to have.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I thought we might argue on that one.
I remember they came in those little plastic fucking barrels. Every time I'd go to the grocery store with my mom, she would get me a barrel, and I would get to sip on it as we went throughout the grocery store. Made it a much better experience for me. I loved it. Also, how do you open those? It's got a little silver aluminum piece on top. How do you open it, Patrick?
Yeah. Just take the thing off?
No,
I know,
fuck
that's
no.
Probably
you ram
right?
Your fucking finger straight through that shit, creating a whole chaotic life forever and always. Great fun.
Maybe that's what I was doing wrong. Maybe that's why I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. You got to slam your finger through that shit and then pound it down. Fantastic. Underrated. You got anything left?
Oh, that was mine. It's yours now.
Oh, fuck me. I forgot. I loved it so much, I thought it was mine.
You stole it.
The Toonami robot guy in between shows.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. He was a badass, bro. He was so cool.
He
I
was.
Wanted to be him. He lived in a spaceship. All he did was like, thanks for watching. Here's what's coming next. And I was like, fuck yeah, that guy's awesome. For no fucking
reason. Yeah, just
reason.
Lived in a spaceship, watched anime. Yep. What a life.
Yeah, underrated as fuck. Dude's great. Love him. Shout out.
It was actually pretty well animated, too, for back in the day, I feel
like. It was.
Like.
It was. Very underrated.
I have McDonald's Playhouses.
Yes. So good. I lived there.
I think... I don't know, perfectly rated. As a little kid, like very little, they're good. But when you're getting a little older, I feel like it's not. Like, I think they say up to 13. That's way too old.
See,
by that time, it's just way overrated.
I think
as a very young child.
I think it's
because
you and your sister are close in age. I am the oldest of a fuck ton. And so when I would go, I still would have youngsters to like play around with and goof around with them. So I feel like it made it that much more entertaining. If you have a big family, it's fucking great. I mean, it's just like any sort of other park, except this one's actually fucking padded and you get to eat some McDonald's, which was better, I feel like, back in the day as well. I don't know why. But
yeah,
I'm throwing out underrated. I like the perfectly rated. I can understand where you're coming from, but I think it's just because... I don't know. I think it's because you and
I
your
didn't have anyone
age.
To play with.
Yeah. Speaking of playing, let's go with some games. Let's throw out Line Rider right there. Oh.
Oh, dang.
Staple.
Way underrated. Ooh. Holy crap. I forgot about that.
Yes, sir.
I spent hours and hours playing that game, making the most complicated things ever.
Yes, sir. So good. So good. And people got fucking
Is that
wild
still a game? Could I get on Line Rider after this and play it?
You could. There's like Line Rider fucking like 7 now. There's so many games up there.
Oh.
Yeah, there's they got crazy. They came with like where you could have two fucking riders. It
Dang.
Got wild. People are insane.
Sorry, this podcast is canceled. I now don't have any time for anything except for playing Line Rider.
I'm addicted to Line Rider.
Watch this. It's so cool.
Another game. Classic middle school doodle jump.
Oh,
you remember that game?
I think it's a little overrated, honestly.
Oh,
I do remember that game.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun at the time. It gave you fucking, I felt like a lot of entertainment. There's like a one like class high score that everyone's like, holy fuck, how did he get there? And everyone's chasing it down. I would say definitely not as empowering as Line Rider. Definitely not a top-tier game like
that. Nowhere near.
But for the time being, I'm throwing out perfectly rated. I think I said underrated before. I'm throwing out perfectly rated. It was a solid game. Enjoyable.
Okay.
I could see perfectly rated. It was a solid game. I didn't have a smartphone at that time, so I didn't play it that much, but it wasn't anything as crazy, I feel like, as a lot of people made it out
to
be.
Yeah, I can agree there. Do you have anything left? I got only a handful.
The last thing I just have is Franklin the Turtle. He connected with me.
Fuck yeah. Franklin was awesome. I love that little guy. Him and his, what is it, red baseball cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, great show. Underrated as fuck.
Yeah, I agree. Underrated, and I also played a turtle in a play or something, and I feel like that just connected me to Franklin as a child.
I am Franklin.
Exactly.
You remember Yogos? A weird yogurt snack. I want you to type that in. Y-O-G-O-S. They were super fucking popular when we were kids, and I fucking hated them. So bad. I was not about it.
No, I've never seen these before in my life.
Wow, that hurts me. Yogos, basically a fucking fruit snack that has yogurt covering on it. Not fucking good. Was not about it.
No?
Everyone beat their meat about it. No, it was like too much sugar on top of sugar. Yogurt covered stuff's good on the side. Fruit snack's good on the side. I was not about the mix. You didn't need it. Too much. I'm throwing out overrated. But we got to find them. That way you can try them.
All right. It definitely seemed like a 90s thing just from the packaging.
Yeah, definitely. Now I've got some other things, just that last couple. I felt like I heard this in the grocery stores a lot, but the chorus to the song, I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I really fucked with that song a lot as a child, and I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it was fantastic because it might just be me, but perfectly rated. I'm throwing out perfectly rated. I always felt like I heard it in the grocery store for some fucking reason.
The grocery stores do play some pretty good songs, honestly. I feel like they play that just so you stay longer. You're like, oh man, this place is hopping.
It's bumping, dude. So good. What do you rate in the song?
I guess perfectly rated. I do enjoy that chorus as well. I don't think I know any of the other part of the song, though.
I know. I was listening to it before this, and I was like, I've never heard this in my life. Just the chorus. All right.
I have to add in Heelys.
Oh, I never had them.
I never had them either, but they seem so cool.
I know. But I don't know if that's because I never had them. So.
I know. I kind of want to get some adult ones and try them out.
Let's do it. I'm going to say perfectly rated for now until we taste it.
Exactly.
Early 2000s alternate rock. I felt like when I hit my emo fucking emotional phase, that was literally my entire fucking life right there. So good. And in case you don't know some songs, I have a fucking playlist on Spotify that I made a while back. For the First Time by The Script, When I'm Gone, Three Doors Down, Here Without You, Three Doors Down, Over You by Daughtry, It's Not My Time, Three Doors Down, Broken by Seether, Mr. Brightside by The Killers, classic fucking songs, You and Me at Lifehouse, Holy Nut. I have a specific memory of listening to, I think our art teacher would normally play music inside of the room while we were all like fucking working on projects and whatnot. And he just, there was a little while, I don't know if he's doing okay, but he was listening to a lot of like alternate emotional rock right there. And I was fucking vibing every class. I would get like the tingles over my body. So good. I'm just a little emo.
I'm so emotional. And no one gets it except for these songs.
What are you throwing out there?
I agree. I think those were great, especially at the time in our lives that we had. So,
oh yes,
underrated.
Perfect. Underrated. And last thing, any iPod before the iPod Touch. Underrated. So good. The little fucking wheel that you would have to like spin in circles to turn up and down the volume, to be able to click left and right to go back menu. It was great. It was fantastic. Or just MP3s in general. So good. Great portable way to change your music until the battery died and you're like, fuck. But fantastic.
I agree. Very, very solid. Had the songs on the go. Can't beat it.
Oh.
I don't know. Just being able to transport music, greatest invention ever, honestly.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for the music and being able to take it wherever we go. Probably the greatest fucking part of my life. So good. Woo! And that's all I got. Coming in at an hour, nostalgia. If we miss something, please write us in at the final judgment. Oh, wait. I fucking fucked up our own email. It's thefinaljudgments@gmail.com. We hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Patrick, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, and if you're from another generation and you don't get all of these, send us in some nostalgic moments from your childhood so we can enjoy all the crazy stuff that you had back in your day.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We hope you had a great time and hope you have an even better day. Thanks for listening to The Final Judgment.
If you would like the council to judge a topic you hold near and dear,
please email us at thefinaljudgments@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player.
One more time.
That's thefinaljudgments@gmail.com.
Case closed.